following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a two-year lease on a brand-new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN Studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
He moves the dial. That's all I care about.
And they go. There were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
You're sorry.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we said, it's an exciting week. It's been exciting. What do you talk about in the summer? What are you talking about? What summer? It's over, folks.
We're going to talk to you about the summer BLT.
Wow. You're freaking weird.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we are on the road. Friday, we are on the road. Today, we give you a chance to win tickets to both of the events that we're going to be headed to. The Cox Classic in Omaha tees up tomorrow, 7:10 a.m. off 1 and 10. And then they go every 10 minutes until the final groups tee off at 2:20. And in two separate groups, John Hurley, Brady Schnell, Corey Nagy, they tee off at number one in the last group. Yay. And number 10 tee, you've got former... you got exemption Blake Trimble and former Kearney Country Club pro John Peterson. So 1 in 10, you can kind of stand on a hill between them, and you might be able to see them all tee off at 2:20 Thursday afternoon and then invert them for Friday. I just look at all these players, Daddy, and we're going to give folks a chance to win tickets to the Cox Classic Friday. We're going to be at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, and we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Gary Allen Thompson Square concert, which should be a great one in the indoor air-conditioned facility at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. But, Daddy, I look at all these people in the Cox Classic and go, you had 171 try and qualify Monday for 14 spots. You got 140, whatever this is, 32. It's just, he's going, what?
Okay, you mentioned this Blake L. Trimble in the final group with John Peterson. Was that the one that was supposed to be there or the one that was not? Do we know that? Obviously, they're both good golfers. I mean, it's not like you put a 9 handicap in the tournament.
Okay, let's see. Make up when they found him. And last month at Blake L. Trimble. Two Trimbles mixed up. It's Martinson. I think Blake L. is the one they wanted.
Blake L. was the one they intended to give the sponsors exemption to.
Yeah.
So that'll be, you know, John Peterson will be playing with him along with Mike Lavery. So that should be interesting there. Matt Gogan, folks, if you're headed down, it's been 2 years, 2 years and 2 weeks. He's in the final round. 2 years ago, 2009, British Open.
He's in the final group of the final round with Tom Watson. When Watson bogeys 18 to force the playoff, which he loses to Stewart Cink, Matt Goggin is in that group. It's him and Tom Watson, and he won over $2 million that year, then $1 million the next year, and then it didn't go so well last year. He changes his equipment because of getting a sponsor. And so, you know, you play that equipment, and all of a sudden it didn't work for him, and now he's back on the nationwide tour. Now he's got two wins. He could automatically go back if he gets the third win this week or whenever he gets it, but he's already clinched himself a spot back on the PGA Tour. But again, even these kids off the nationwide, they've got to kind of wait. They don't get into the premier events all the time unless they get off to a good start in the season.
But Goggin has been on the tour 9 out of the last 11 years. 9 of 11. He's won the
Cox Classic and hasn't been on the Nationwide Tour since 2005.
Right. Now he has never won on the PGA Tour. He's gotten second place ties at the Western Open in 2006 and the 2008 Memorial, which is an all right tournament. It usually attracts some pretty good competition for some reason, the Memorial. Oh, that might be Jack's tournament. The Memorial. Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good competition there. He got second in 2008. He was 40th on the money list. 40th on the PGA Tour money list in 2008. He's one of those guys that's probably not, you know, price line in his rooms. We met some great guys last year just staying at the hotel that said,
hey, boss, we do that here.
Yeah, we do.
We do the best we can. But anyway.
Last year, we met some guys that say, yeah, we have to price line our rooms. One guy was from Australia. Another guy was from south of Dallas somewhere. Said the one guy had made $9,000 in 3 months. And he said, my travel expense, I'd have no money. Yeah, thank God when I get into these tournaments that they give us something to eat at the clubhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those deals.
Good spread.
Goggin's not one of those guys.
No, but you got to win a lot of tournaments to win any kind of money on the Nationwide Tour. It's all about getting to the big show and making a cut. Brett Wetterich was a name that I recognized too, Tony. He played last week in the Greenbrier Classic, tied for 27th on the PGA Tour. He's in Omaha this weekend. If you're, I think golf fans get it. I think sports fans get it, but I still find it somewhat amazing. And last year was the first time we got to spend any extensive time at the Cox Classic, and we did run in to folks from Central Nebraska. But folks, this is as big a event on a professional level that there is in the state of Nebraska, right? What else compares to this?
Nothing.
I mean, the hockey kids are great, but that doesn't compare to this. The Huskers are great, all amateurs. These are professionals. Once in a while, I mean, you could talk about some of the when they have some sprint car races or some dirt track races. I know there's some big names that will come in time to time for that, but mainly those are exhibitions. This, if you're a sports fan, it's not tough. You walk around a little bit, or you sit on your duff and you just watch golf. It's not too strenuous.
Any idea what 27th in last week's tournament, any idea what that paid?
I didn't go that deep.
We will delve that deep into it, try and find out.
I'm guessing, what would you think at the Greenbrier?
$40,000?
Yeah, at least. I'd say so.
I'd say $40,000 to $60,000. That would be my guess for Brett Wetterich. Now, Goggin's 37 years old, so he's been around a while, and I'm not saying that. You know, if you've been on the tour 9 of the previous 11 years, so he got there when he was 26. So somewhere between, I'm sure, 19 and 26, he battled and tried to improve his game to get it where it once was, say, 2 years ago at the British Open when he did such great things and got to play on that big of a stage. But he's looking for the battlefield promotion to go on and advance back to the PGA Tour where he wants to stay.
Now, Wetterich has played, I can tell you that he's played in 8 events, and he's won $307,000 so far this year. And then on the Nationwide Tour, he's played in 8 events, and he's won $145,000. So he's done well on both tours when he's played this year.
And when you say, you know, the money, there's some pretty good money on the Nationwide Tour. Roughly, what, $130,000 to win an event? But it's very, very top-heavy. That drops off. you know, where you get down to 10th or 20th at the Memorial and you get 200 and some thousand, these guys are making 12, 14,000. I mean, the list does, you know, it goes all the way down to a couple thousand, you know, 800 for last place or something if you make the cut.
Exciting, exciting times. And we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Cox Classic. Nebraska linebacker Levante David is going to join us. Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com to discuss what's going on in the Big 12. And it's going to be an interesting perspective because as we were setting this up, Chip's saying, you know what, as much as you think Texas is doing with this high school stuff, he goes, it's ESPN that's pushing it. And we'll ask him to explain that a little bit. I know non-Texas fans don't want to hear that. But I think Chip, when he was talking to us, made some good points, and we'll ask him about that as well. But right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, the athletic director at Hastings College, Ian Roberts, joins us here on ESPN Radio. Good morning, Ian.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're trying to survive a beautiful Wednesday, and I know things have all of a sudden gotten hectic for you. Obviously, the big story is looking for a new volleyball coach, and we'll touch on that. But you're getting ready for fall sports. People are going to be coming back to campus. And outside of the volleyball deal, I assume you have to be excited for another sports. Your new head football coach, you're going to have a new head volleyball coach. There's going to be a lot of newness coming in the GPAC.
Well, we're excited. You know, obviously, we're very happy that both of our soccer coaches are back. Whenever you're when you're in any high school and your coaches have a lot of success, you're always worried that you know, a bigger school is going to come and start taking them away from you. So we're real happy that Coach Flagaitis and Coach Crank are both coming back. And, you know, they both had good recruiting years. They both have a lot of good kids returning. I think Coach Flagaitis only lost one girl from his team. Of course, she was the Lincoln Journal Star Athlete of the Year, the goalie, our goalie. But, you know, I think we're going to have good teams. Coach Harper, the kids are excited. We'll have 135 football players reporting on the 18th. Other than the volleyball situation, which is keeping me awake at night, we are excited.
The soccer teams did okay, by the way, last year.
Yeah, very, very well.
Memories, a national championship and a runner-up.
And how much time... Was there any time, any indication at all that the volleyball coach would leave?
No. Actually, I was in I was in Arizona when she called me, which was last Thursday, and I was shocked. I was shocked. I think what happened, I can understand Coach Willitson's decision. It was an economic one. We hired Coach Willitson last year. She was a very successful high school coach in Colorado. We were extremely happy to hire her. She did a great job. She did a good job coaching. She did a good job recruiting. She moved here with her husband. They were not able to sell their house in Colorado. They've been paying their mortgage in Colorado all year. They've been renting a house here. And it was tough financially on them. Her husband, Dan, got a good job offer in Colorado, and they just decided they're going to move back to their old house and go that route. So it's the economy, guys. I mean, again, I can understand Lori's decision. I can understand that. But it doesn't make my job any easier, you know, the fact that I understand it.
He's the athletic director at Hastings College, Ian Roberts. Okay, Ian, where are we at in the process right now? I understand that the president is not on campus or wasn't. What can you tell us about what you've tried to do in contact with him?
Well, President Trotter, of course, we have a new president this year, President Trotter. President Trotter's attending meetings in Montana. I have been able to contact him via email. We have spoken. We hope to have something here in the next day or two. Obviously, time is of the essence here. We hope to have something ready to announce in the next day or two here, and we'll go from there.
You have you had young assistant coaches in Welliver and Rosé who,
yeah.
I guess, I think Lindy's a year out of college and Abby's not much more than that, if that. Can you tell us what way you're leaning? Do you have any chance of hiring a new head coach, or is it going to be put on these girls' shoulders?
Well, I can't tell you guys. I mean, we're in a situation right now. I found out about this on Thursday. I got back to Hastings on Sunday. It's now Wednesday, so I've had at noon. I've had 2.5 days to be working on this. I would imagine what we're looking at right now. I think you need. I think everybody understands that you can't hire a coach in 2 weeks.
Especially when everybody's under contract. I'm guessing.
Pardon me?
Especially when everybody's under contract, I'm
guessing. Exactly. I mean, it's just tough to do. So I think we're going to have to try and get through this year, and then with an interim type situation, hire an interim coach, and then when the fall semester starts, we'll open up and we'll have a full search. We'll have the volleyball girls will have a say as to who we hire. But I emailed one of the girls this morning, and I said, when you have a comprehensive search, you put the announcements out, you get applications, you have a committee that reviews the applications, you have a finalist crew, you bring the finalists in, you interview them, you arrange for salaries and talk about contracts, then you get them to Hastings. You know, if they don't happen to be living right here in Hastings. I mean, you can't do it in 2 weeks.
have any of the people you've worked with, I mean, was there anybody you could lean on that's been in this situation at all?
No. If you know of anybody, can you let me know?
Well, I would say it'd just be a bizarre circumstance.
My sounding board would have been Patty Sartorius. Obviously, Patty was a great volleyball coach here. Moved on to UNK, was a great volleyball coach at UNK. She's now back working for our development office. So she's been my primary sounding board. I should tell you guys right now, she's not going to be our head coach. So that's not going to happen. But, I run things by her. She obviously is in tune with what's going on in the volleyball world. She knows, I would imagine, 95% of the college area coaches and probably 99% of the high school coaches. So, I talk to her. She is my she's my sounding board right now.
Ian Roberts, the athletic director at Hastings College, with us for another minute here. They're looking for a new volleyball coach. The kids are set to report to camp on Friday, August 12th. Practice is scheduled to begin the 13th. The season is scheduled to begin 2 weeks after that on the 26th. Ian, has anybody contacted you about being interested in such a short amount of time and possibly being interested in taking this job?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, who is that?
With the internet, guys, when something goes out like this, there's a lot of phone calls. There's a lot of emails. But, the question is, you really don't have time to do background searches. I don't mean hiring a detective to do a background search, but to look at things. I guess my feeling is, are there really good coaches out there that on August the 3rd are still looking for a college job? I don't think there are.
Well, there would be very few. It would have to be a unique situation. There's no doubt about it. It's not an easy thing to do, and I guess, Ian, we'll wait to hear from your office about who is going to be or what the situation or what you guys have come to determine. And this has been a good volleyball program. I guess my last question to you, who has spoken to the girls? We've read reports. The Hastings Tribune's reported on it. Mike Will, of course, right there in Hastings on our sister stations, has told us back and forth about it. That Coach Willitson maybe talked to the players, the assistants maybe talked to the players. Has anybody had a team meeting with these kids yet?
Well, no, obviously they're all at home. So I've been in touch with them all via email. I have a contact list here. I've tried to keep them in touch with what's going on. Again, I didn't get back till Sunday night. When you get your phone, your cell phone, they have those maps of the country.
Yeah.
Where they tell you you've got service. Don't believe those maps. Don't believe those maps, because I'm driving through eastern Arizona and western New Mexico, and there's not much cell phone service in that area. So, I got back on Sunday. I met with Lori on Sunday evening. I contacted the players on Monday morning, sent them all an email. I have been talking to individual ones and parents as they email me or call me. I've returned their calls, but we'll again, hopefully in the next couple of days we'll have something to announce, and we'll go from there.
It's such a difficult situation because I don't think if you're at Hastings College, if you're John McBride at UNK, if you're Tom Osborne, Barry Alvarez, one thing that's very important I would think as the athletic director is you love stability. And the fifth coach in 4 years is something that probably drives you nuts as an athletic director, I'm guessing.
Well, I tell you who I feel sorry for more than anything, you know. Don't feel sorry for me. This is my job. It's the young ladies. It's the young lady. They deserve better than this. And I think that's why we need to have a comprehensive search for a coach that's going to make a commitment, a long-term commitment. Understand that when we hired Lori gave us a commitment. I mean, we didn't think that we would be doing this at this point in time, or we wouldn't have hired her, you know. But other than taking her car keys away from her, there's not much I can do to prevent her, you know.
That would be very unprofessional, by the way.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, I thought of that. But, you know, again, I don't want to be too down on Lori. I understand her situation, guys. I mean, we're just a victim of the economy here. But, again, understanding Lori's situation doesn't make the girl's situation and my situation any easier.
Well, Leanne, we'll let you get back to work. We appreciate you taking some time out of this busy search to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll all await to hear from you or catch a press release here in the next couple days.
Hey, guys, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian Roberts, the athletic director at Hastings College. Suck is the word you're looking for here, Daddy. The whole thing, like Rodney Dangerfield would say, or Al Cervak, if you want to use his, it's sucks.
You're right on that. I'm a little bit perplexed. That's awesome that I understand the two mortgage deal, or they were renting a house in Hastings. I understand her husband getting a job and moving home. I would have thought that you could have stayed here for 3.5-4 months and worked yourself through this. I mean, I would have thought there would have been an alternative that, hey, I don't, you know, Lori and her husband.
There's a lot of coaches that have to do that they're not together with their families. They
right.
want to be together with their families. Coach Evo, who's joined the Loper football programs like that, you know, I don't know everybody's situation. The Huskers have brought coaches in, you know, Coach Eckler goes to – all that happens. And I guess I don't know. We didn't know Coach Willitson. We didn't know at all. Met her a couple of times, very informally. That's all we know. And so it has nothing to do with the person. You could fill in the blank of anybody in this situation. All we can do is I know there's a lot of girls from the listening area that actually went to high school in this area that play for Hastings College. All you can do is take that go kick some ass mentality and get better. Just keep playing hard. That's all you can do.
And those two assistants that are there may be young. But the Rose girls, knows. I mean, I think, you know, when you grow up in a family like that, it'd be like all of a sudden Drake Baronic being there, he'd probably be okay to handle a few things. You know, you'd probably have to catch him up to speed. But I think there's some intuitive thinking there that could go into being a volleyball coach. And it's difficult when the players are so close to your age that maybe the respect level's not there, or you don't know if it's there. But I still think that, you know, it's not a high school deal. You know, it's not, I just graduated 22 and these are 17-year-old kids. You're kind of growing up in the world and kind of, they're going to do what's best for the team, I think. They've been around volleyball, you know, especially Grand Island Northwest. They've been pretty successful. She's watched it done successfully for a lot of years. I think you could probably translate things over into a pretty good season.
Just get a conglomerate of coaches. Al Van Cura.
I'll come over and help.
Sharon Zavala. You know, they all
yes,
go in
Sharon,
you're, help them out a little bit.
Sharon, you're off this Tuesday. Okay. We need you down here now.
Sharon's going to have her own youngsters to take care of, and I mean young. Hey, we need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com, Levante David, linebacker for the Huskers, is going to join us, and your chance to win Cox Classic tickets and tickets to the Buffalo County Fair concert at Gary Allen and Thompson Square. Stay with us.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
Now at CarQuest Auto Parts, save $5 after mail-in rebate when you purchase a pair of ExactFit wiper blades or a twin pack of Philips Vision Plus premium lighting capsules. CarQuest 50-month batteries start at just $49.99 with an exchange and have a one-year free replacement guarantee. See store for details now through February 2nd at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in, to CarQuest and roll on.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
We'll see partly sunny conditions develop today with a slight chance for a shower storm developing, especially areas further to the south and west. Highs will reach the mid-80s as winds will shift to the east later in the day at 5 to 10. We'll fall up to 67 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 75.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ready to get your freak on at the Cox Classic, aren't you, little fella?
Dueling
pianos tonight.
We get our freak on, then we get our freak on. We do it all.
Two-hour show tomorrow from Omaha and Champions Run. If you get a chance, love to have you come join us. Don't forget all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, where right now you can get two original chicken sandwiches for $4, and for breakfast, breakfast croissant sandwich or biscuit sandwich, two for $4. It's all there at BK, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney next to Walmart and near Kearney Cinema, 56th and 2nd, 8th and 3rd Avenue at BK. Daddy, we don't mention the Yankees very often, but I have always kind of liked Mark Teixeira. He spent some time with the Braves. For the 12th time in his career, he homered from both sides of the plate in the same game last night. And don't look now. The Yankees and Red Sox play this weekend at Fenway Park, and they're nearly deadlocked. I think they're still a game apart. But the Yankees are starting to warm up. Yikes. Everybody in that division, everybody in that division has had some stretches. Even Baltimore got off to a good start. By the way, I want to say so many swear words right now. Why can't the Royals beat the Orioles? I mean, it's been decades, years, when they both are the worst in the division or mediocre. Baltimore always beats the Royals, and they did it again last night. There is no relief pitching on this team.
That was one of the strengths, wasn't it? Everybody comes in.
Lately there has not.
No,
been.
You're right, but that was supposedly one of the deals, and it looked like when you split the series with the Red Sox, and then you take the series with the Indians, you think, hell, things are rolling in the right direction. Then Baltimore comes to town, you think, let's get it on, and it's 2-1. You think, oh, we're right in this ball game, and then.
Fireworks start.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
State championships at American Legion Baseball tonight. It'll be Beatrice and Gretna, Class B in Central City. Beatrice would have to win twice. There were some great games there last night. Beatrice beat Gehring 2-1. Gretna rallied from 4-0 down to beat Bennington 5-4. Class C, it'll be Pender against Elkhorn Mount Michael. Pender will have to beat them twice. The only loss that Pender has in the tournament was to Mount Michael. Pender beat Hardington 7-6. Mount Michael beat David City 12-3. And tomorrow morning, Dickinson, North Dakota, Who wouldn't want to be there? Grand Island Home Federal against Eden Prairie, Minnesota. That's the first game at 10 o'clock. And then Omaha Creighton Prep, your Class A overall state champion, takes on Llano Lakes, Minnesota in the second game. Sioux Falls, South Dakota plays Mandan, North Dakota. And then the hosts from Dickinson take on Carroll, Iowa.
Well.
Think about that.
I love Carroll. Great person.
Nice. Doug and Daddy Show rolls on this Wednesday as we are now through with media days, getting ready for football. Practice starts this Saturday for the Huskers, and we're talking a little bit about what's going on off the field. We're catching up with Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com. He's been busy. He was at Big 12 media days last week, and still, Daddy, the news seems to be off the field, not on.
That really does. Chip, how are you today? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Tell us what's going on in the Big 12 Conference.
Well, I'll tell you what, I feel like it was almost deja vu all over again with the, I don't want to say that we were almost back in the breakup story, but we were almost back in the breakup story, it looked like. Texas A&M just really did not take kindly to Texas and ESPN and the maneuvering, which I think largely falls on ESPN, to get a second game on the Longhorn Network. Everybody knew that ESPN was going to push to get high school games on the Longhorn Network, and I think most school executives feel like the NCAA will not allow that to happen. So they did push for a moratorium, no high school games on the Longhorn Network for a year, no matter what the NCAA says. But the one that really got A&M and some of the other schools was ESPN trying to jam a second game onto that Longhorn Network, because that's a conference game, and it would mean another Big 12 school having to ask their fans to turn on the Longhorn Network, which may be in limited availability starting August 26th. And it really shook the foundation at A&M, and A&M, you know, had conversations last summer with the SEC. And there's a comfortability there between those two that A&M, if they really wanted to push it, probably could make that move.
Chip, you can go a lot of different directions with this. 3 or 4 days ago, it looked like that Missouri and A&M were looking to go to the SEC. Oklahoma State, who knew where they would go? Nobody really cares about the other schools as far as football. And everybody up here just thought Texas would become an independent. You have shot those rumors totally down in speaking with DeLoss Dodds. And why is he so content to be a member of a conference, especially the Big 12, and not be an independent?
Well, he wants the history and the tradition of the rivalries. And that's why when he was entertaining the thought, or Texas was entertaining the thought of going to the Pac-12, that they would take Oklahoma and A&M and Texas Tech and Oklahoma State with them, so that those rivalries and traditions would continue, and they would, you know, would have added Arizona and Arizona State in that sort of Eastern division of what would have been the Pac-16. But A&M didn't want that. They wanted to go to the SEC if the conference was going to break up, and ultimately sort of forced everyone back to the table. And the Big 12 stayed together. DeLoss Dodds told me point blank, we will not go independent on my watch. Now, if they're forced, you know, let's say A&M pushes to go to the SEC and leaves and goes, I think the first move would still be to contact Notre Dame, Arkansas, BYU, and see if those schools would be interested in coming to the Big 12. And you know, and if that didn't happen, then they'd have to make ulterior, you know, plans. But Missouri, that one doesn't register, because from what I'm hearing with the SEC, if they took A&M, they would probably go east, either to Florida State or Virginia Tech, even though that would mean breaking up, you know, getting into the ACC. I'm hoping that all this is just, possibility in future planning. I think the waters have been calmed for the moment in the Big 12. A&M knows if they make that push to the SEC or start talking again, they'd have to go. They're not there yet, and I don't know that they will be. I think things will be calm probably until 15, 16.
Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com covering all that is Texas. Chip, what do you say to the folks? You just mentioned to Las Dots, it's about the rivalry, it's about the tradition. What do you say to the fans or the people that are not fans of Texas that say, BS, it's all about money?
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy argument to make, right? With $300 million over 20 years sitting in their pockets. And Las Dots never thought it would get to that. I mean, I talked to him last summer in the month of July, and at that point there was a leader in the clubhouse, and I believe it was right around $3 million a year, and I believe it was Fox to own and operate the Longhorn Network, and that bothered ESPN greatly as they thought about it, because after watching realignment they realized, well, gosh, if they'd have gone to the Pac-10, that might have also allowed Fox to take Texas, and then ESPN doesn't have the ability to, you know, put Texas and Oklahoma and all those schools on regularly on ABC if they go become a Fox property. So the money got crazy. No one thought it would be $300 million over 20 years, not even the Lost Odds, but ESPN's making an investment so that they stay tied to the hip of Texas, because they know just what kind of reach Texas has as a national brand. And they're not making any friends. I know that. I mean, Texas is widely seen as arrogant and all about Texas, and to some degree, and Texans, you know, a lot of Americans feel like Texans are that way. But bottom line is, they're making some good business deals that are allowable under the Big 12 contract. Is that going to ultimately cause the rest of the Big 12 to say we can't handle this anymore? Only time will tell.
Chip, I guess, what do you say to the people that say Texas knew that the Big 12 didn't want these high school games on the Longhorn Network, and they just pushed it as far as they could to see what would happen?
Well, and that's the thing. Everybody thinks it's Texas, and it's ESPN. I mean, ESPN paid $300 million to own and operate this network. DeLost Dodds will hear about the programming, but he's not sitting there drawing up the programming. He doesn't care if high school games are on the Longhorn Network. ESPN cares, because they got to somehow sell this thing to cable providers and ultimately to subscribers and the people in their living rooms. But the Lost Odds is the one who's having to clean up the mess of ESPN, because ESPN, according to my sources, I wrote this at OrangeBloods.com, ESPN went to Texas Tech about having their November 5th game on the Longhorn Network. And in exchange, ESPN would air Texas Tech's game next year with New Mexico and another non-conference game. And Tech said, well, we need to think about this. Well, then ESPN announced it. Huh. You know, they just said a second conference game will be on the Longhorn Network this season. It rattled everyone. It rattled Texas Tech. And, you know, ESPN has sort of been just overzealous in its attempt to get the Longhorn Network on as many cable systems as possible, and Texas is getting blamed for it, because I've called this whole thing blurrysome, because it's so hard to tell where Texas ends and the Longhorn Network begins. And when you say Longhorn Network, that's ESPN, but it's the Longhorn Network. So that's where this whole perception versus reality thing is really going to get tough for Texas from a PR standpoint, because everybody thinks that DeLost Dodds and ESPN are sitting in the same room drawing up all the programming, and that's not the case. I mean, DeLost Dodds is still trying to be the athletic director. He really wanted the network to sort of operate on its own. And yeah, sure, the program is going to center around Texas, but he didn't want to have to be, you know, babysitting this project, and he's doing a lot of that right now.
Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com with us for just another couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, where we never really shove anything down anybody's throat here. But hey, Chip, let's get on the field. Were you shocked that Texas was picked fifth in the preseason poll?
Not really, because I think there's some really similar teams. I think Oklahoma and A&M are the best teams in the league. But when you start looking at Missouri, Oklahoma State, you know, Texas has a good defense. You know, they are kind of similar. I mean, I could see all three of those teams finishing around 9-3 or 8-4. I'm not quite sure about Oklahoma State with the new offensive coordinator and trying to replace their front seven on defense. kind of want to see them do it again. I mean, that was a great year last year, and they snuck up on people. They're not going to sneak up on anyone this year. Missouri, how does James Franklin take over for Blaine Gabbert? Texas, what do these new coordinators mean? Can they instantly change the personality of this football team at Texas, or does Texas trip up early against BYU and UCLA and fall right back into the, you know, the pit that they did last year? So many unknowns. So I can see Texas finishing fifth, maybe third, but I think Oklahoma and A&M are the class of the league right now.
Chip, after media days and what you ingested, is there one team that made a real positive impact or one team that made a negative impact, one team that moved one way or another to you?
Well, I think Missouri moved up a little bit with me. I think their defense is better than people think. They've got some questions in the secondary, but they've been recruiting well. I like Will Ebner in the middle of that defense. And I think James Franklin is going to be good. I think he's going to be able to, you know, plug right into that offense with three of their top, you know, they've got their top three running backs and receivers back. So I think Missouri could beat Texas in Columbia, and I think they'll beat Oklahoma State in Columbia, and I think they'll finish third. So Missouri moved up a little bit for me.
Well, Chip, before we let you go, I have to ask then, what is wrong with Texas? I mean, if Texas finishes fifth in the 10-team conference, that can't be good for Mack Brown and any of his coaches. Man, if Missouri is, I guess that's just shocking because Texas and Oklahoma have been at the top of this conference for so long. What's wrong with Texas?
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback situation, it's just so big a question right now. Garrett Gilbert all over the place. Nebraska fans saw the best of Garrett Gilbert last year. Obviously, everyone else saw the worst of Garrett Gilbert. So he's all over the place. If he can settle down, I think he will be the starter to start the season, unless he implodes in fall camp. But that's a big question to have on a team that really had no leadership on offense last year. And, you know, they got to get that position settled. If they do, and who knows, you know, this thing could really take off with that new offense. But right now, too big a question mark.
Chip, with all these question marks, the ESPN running this deal, they're going to have unlimited access, right, to the meetings, the practices, to whatever they want to air. Is that right?
Well, Mack Brown is you know, drawing the line. He doesn't want scrimmages from fall camp being aired, but he did say that he would allow an all-access week leading up to the season. But even Mack Brown said to the media, you know, do we have a dummy meeting with the coaches when the cameras are in the room and then have a real meeting where we talk about the stuff we need to talk about after the cameras leave? And I'm sure that ESPN was mortified when they heard that, oh, great, we're going to have, you know, basically fraudulent reality TV going on. But that's a fine line, and it's going to be a big weight on Mack Brown's shoulders in a year where he's trying to come off of his first losing season in 20 years.
Chip, you're the best. We appreciate you giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I appreciate you allowing me to stalk you for the last 3 weeks.
Hey, I always make time eventually for the Doug and Daddy Show, baby.
Hey, Chip, stay cool, buddy.
Okay, guys.
Chip Brown joining us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, all that is with Texas. I respect Chip, and he does a great job, but he's going to be a Texas homer a little bit, I think, because that's his job. He's around it every day. But, I mean, come on. That's why I wanted to ask him that question about it's about money. It's about money, or else they wouldn't have signed this deal.
But they can get the money on their own with this deal, whether they got a conference or not, can't they?
Why do you think they don't ask Kansas and Missouri to go with them to a different conference? They want Oklahoma and A&M. They want the big boys to go with them that can bring the most money. Otherwise, it wouldn't matter who went with them.
Of all the stories out there, Oklahoma, for some reason, and it must have something to do with the boards for Oklahoma State and Oklahoma act in the best interest of both universities. They seem to be a package deal. Where one goes, the other goes. The SEC would be interested in Oklahoma, not so much in Oklahoma State. At one time it was said that Missouri, although I don't know that that's a great fit, Arkansas certainly thinks it's a great fit, but you hear things about Kansas, even Kansas State, you know, as far this way north. The one school that's the odd man out in all this talk is Iowa State. Nobody, not one article has mentioned Iowa State going to Conference USA, to the WAC, to anywhere.
I don't think Iowa State would have a problem finding a home. I will say that. Some of these people have to invest money for the future. Iowa State's not a big enough program in any sport. I mean, seriously, is volleyball their most successful sport right now? I mean, Coach Rhodes is doing something with football. They've been okay in football, but
it's
never
not
a
baseball.
Power. Well, I'm just saying, it's not basketball. Their men's basketball team was good for a while. Their women's basketball team, okay, yeah. But, again, revenue-producing sports. But I'm just saying, you can say all about rivalries and tradition. Well, they've been in the conference with Texas Tech forever and for quite a while with Baylor, but they don't want to drag them along. So it just gives you more. I can understand. I do believe what Chip's saying about ESPN. I mean, we own you now.
We'll do what we want to do.
That's a bad deal, Texas. That's a bad deal.
I did not know until I read Chip's article on orangebloods.com. DeLoss Dodds telling him that he wanted that. You know what? And all the long rivalries, there's one. I guess there's two, because I guess A&M in Texas would be a huge rivalry down there, and then the Oklahoma deal. The rest of the schools, and those two weren't because of the Big 12, and all of a sudden they were huge rivalries. And that was a river rivalry and a in-state rivalry that were built in already.
If you miss anything on the Doug and Daddy Show, check it out on our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Courtyard. Downtown Kearney, live music every weekend, live music out of The Courtyard. And now that the weather is below 112 heat index, you can enjoy it even more at The Courtyard going on at Cunningham's. And you can check it out on our podcast. Anything you missed, including Big Ten Media Days at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Cox Classic here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's see if you've been paying attention to the show today. Yesterday we asked you who was number one on the PGA Tour. Now we're going to ask you who's number one on the nationwide tour. We mentioned his name earlier, 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. We'll give you a pair of tickets to your choice of days at the Cox Classic this weekend in Omaha. Who is leading the nationwide tour and needs one more win to get the automatic exemption and go straight to the PGA? Call now.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter. Proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, mostly partly sunny conditions develop today with a slight chance for a shower. Storm developing, especially areas further to the south and west. Highs will reach the mid-80s as winds will shift to the east later in the day at 5 to 10. We'll fall off to 67 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 75.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, coming up, Nebraska linebacker Levante David. And congratulations to our winner of the Cox Classic tickets, Tim in Grand Island, knew that Matt Goggin was the man that needed one more win and leads the nationwide tour. So congratulations, he's going to the Cox Classic.
Doug, we talk about our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth all the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We always tell you about the Midway all-new Mopar Quick Lube. Also, immediate maintenance service at the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram location. Quality complete service. It saves time and money. No appointments necessary. You show up, you go into their lounge, you enjoy a complimentary cappuccino, wireless internet while you wait. You can stop down. Oil change, maintenance inspection, car wash, done in under 30 minutes. In, out, boom, you're done.
Took care of my vehicle yesterday, Tony.
There you go. And then, you know what? That wasn't an oil change. They fixed you up. You had a little breakdown.
Had a little breakdown. They fixed it up. They treat you better than people that leave tickets on your windows.
That you experienced that too yesterday. Anyway, Midway, the better way. If you're looking for hassle-free pricing, they've got it for you. They take all the negotiations out of the deal. You don't have to sit down there and go back and forth forever. They get you the bottom line, lowest price they've got. Midway, a better way. Plus, thinkmidway.com. They're open 24 hours a day.
Tony, we got this yesterday. Your thoughts on Nebraska adding Arkansas State and South Dakota State for a couple of games in the future. And there's still an opening for 2012, and Jeff Jamrock says they got 2014 that they're looking at, has some teams that they think
Conference
they're going to do
USA
some things with. I just want to say this right now. If Nebraska and some of these Big 12 brothers can't work something out, that's too bad. The problem is Nebraska's got to have home games. And I don't see any of the Big 12 teams saying, yeah, we'll come on over, even in Iowa State. Even a Kansas State, I just don't see him saying, yeah, we'll come to your place and you don't have to come to ours. That's going to be unfortunate.
Not only that they're named schools, but logistically, it would seem to work out very, very well for everybody involved. 2.5 hours from home, maximum. Boom, you get up and play a football game. Absolutely right, Doug. I guess, you know, with the conference schedule, as tough as it is, year in, year out in the Big Ten. Remember 3 years ago when, look at that Big Ten Conference. What a weak schedule. Now, as tough as it is,
oh, man,
the daunting
crazy
schedule.
Wisconsin, Ohio State.
The Penn list
State,
goes on.
Michigan. They're all top five teams, and we were at Big Ten Media Days, brought you all kinds of folks last week. We couldn't bring you every interview live, so we brought some great ones back with us. And up next, Levante David, the great linebacker for Nebraska, who had an incredible season last year. And our Big Ten report brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, and by K&K Parts. Good people to know, because hard-to-find parts are not hard to find there.
And the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation continues with more Husker talk today, Daddy, as we catch up with some of the very best defensive players, not only in the conference and not only here in this room, but in the country this year.
Yeah, Levante David, linebacker for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. Levante, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you so much for stopping by.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Talk about the expectations you had coming into last year. Could you ever imagine to have the season that you had?
No, I did not. I didn't expect to play as much as I played last season. I mean, I was looking forward to learning from Will Compton and Sean Fisher, but unfortunately those guys went down during the season, and those were the guys who really helped me out throughout the whole year. So, I mean, I take my hat off to those guys, give them much respect. It just so happens that my name got called and I had to step up to the plate.
Levante, everybody wants to know. Everybody's talking about this defense. This is Bo Pelini's best one. Uh-huh. This is the reincarnation of the Purple People Eaters. You go to the Steel Curtain, right, and this Nebraska defense. They're the most famous in all the world.
Right.
That's preseason. Yeah. Can it be that good of a defense?
Yes, I feel like it could be. You just got to depend on everybody to do their job. So, I mean, you just got to take care of yourself personally and just depend on everybody else to do what they have to do for our defense to be great as everybody expects it to be.
you're going to be working with Will. There's going to be some guys that can come in from the coach's standpoint. They say there's a lot of guys that can come in and take some snaps if you need a breather. Talk about the just at the linebacker core, how much you guys have been working with each other and maybe kind of play off of each other.
I feel like we won as a unit. Coach Ells, you know, came in, you know, changed our kind of atmosphere in the linebacker meeting room. He made us, you know, learn each guy position just in case, you know, you might your name might get called and have to play a different position. Everybody know what each other what we have to do, and I feel like everybody just came together as one. Everybody, we feel like we just one unit. I mean, we one heartbeat, and everybody just great. Everybody's just looking forward to the season and doing great things.
Everybody's talking about these first-round draft picks a year from now. They think you're one of them. They think Mr. Crick's one of them. And they think Alfonso in the secondary is one of them. Who's the leader of the defense?
I would probably say Crick, more experienced guy who's been there for a long time, who's been in these situations like this. So, I mean, Crick is a great leader. I would come to Crick for advice. I mean, I come to Alfonso Dennis for advice as well, and they also come to me. So everybody, you know, we also have other guys who've become great leaders. Like on the defensive line, we have Cam Meredith, who played last season, played a couple years, Baker Steinkuhler. And, you know, at the linebacker position, you can't forget about Will Cup and Deshaun Fisher, who, you know, who knows the defense inside out. And then the secondary, you got the brains, Austin Cassidy and Courtney Osborne.
What do you think about Cam Meredith? California, kind of a goofy kid. Do you have anything in common with one of those surfer guys?
You know, he wears a little mullet right now, so he do kind of remind me of one of those surfer guys. But he's a real fun guy to be around. We hang out a lot. So, you know, Cameron, he's a really a unique person.
You know what? From our backyard, Lance Thorell, he's one of our boys.
Yeah.
And you know what? He says he brings it every day in practice. Yeah, okay. I know Burkhead's afraid of him. Are you afraid of Lance Thorell and what he can do out there?
Yeah, man. I mean, Lance, I say it was up Lance every day. Lance is my guy, man. I love Lance Thorell. He helped me a lot off the field as well. And, you know, he's a great guy. I mean, he has the potential to be the best player he could be. If he just keep working like the way he's working, he could be real great.
We're talking with Levante David, Nebraska linebacker here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned and brought up Coach Ells a little while ago. One of the quotes I saw from him was he didn't want to mess up a good thing. He knew he had a good thing that he was walking into. How different is it with a new man on staff?
It's not different at all. I mean, you know, Coach Ells and Coach Eck, those guys are two different style of coaching. You know, Coach Eck was more energetic, you know, into it. And Ells just a laid-back coach, but he's more fundamentally sound. I mean, he just try to get you he focus on one thing, and then once you focus on that one thing, get great at it, he'll move on to the next. So that's two different things about those guys. And Coach Ells, he's a real great coach. I developed a late relationship with Coach Ells already. He's a real great guy.
It'd be hard to find a more energetic coach than Eckler. So anything would be the opposite of that, right?
Certainly, they're certainly right on that. Levante, when you look at this defense, is there one place that concerns you a little bit, or we got to shore up before the season gets started?
Honestly, not at all. I mean, everybody's working. I mean, sometimes when I be chilling out the practice, I see the D-line working, getting extra work in, DBs getting extra work in, linebackers, ourselves, we also get extra work in. So, I mean, when you see that, it just gives you chills. It just wants you to get ready for the season.
Do you almost wish that you'd have – you're already a senior at Nebraska and you just got here. Do you wish you had more time with this system?
Yes, I do. I mean, you know, being able to play for a guy like Coach Pelini and Coach Carr, I mean, it's a great opportunity. I mean, those guys are, you know, a defensive mastermind. And the defense they have and they game plan, the way they game plan is just outstanding. It's like the best thing I've ever been around.
When you strap it up on Saturday, is every Saturday an audition to play on Sunday for you? Do you think about that at all?
I don't think about that at all. I just love playing football, man. It's just an opportunity, you know, to play the sport you love, to go out and have fun. To me, it's just like one big playground. You just get a chance to knock kids down. So it's just great to do that.
What are you looking forward to most? We could break down the schedule. We could pick a game. We could do something like that. It's your senior season. It's your last run through. Uh-huh. Personally, what are you looking forward to most this season?
I can't say specifically one thing, but I am looking forward to, you know, the away games, you know, the big stadiums, the big crowds that these teams bring, and, you know, just getting a chance to, you know, feed off that atmosphere that they bring, and being able to just play in those type of stadiums. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, atmosphere is always there. We only stand outside and down on the field for the tunnel walk. We're never going to walk through that tunnel when it's game day. For you, is it unbelievable?
It's oh man, it's exciting, man. When you're walking through that, as soon as you step out the door, touch that horseshoe, it's very exciting. I mean, you get your blood just get flowing and your heart get pumping. And you just get chills all over your body. It's just an exciting moment.
Stay out of Coach Bo's doghouse, okay?
All right,
buddy.
Levante David with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Levante, have a great season, man. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Levante David and our Big Ten Report brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings, the official clothier of the Doug and Daddy Show. I can't believe we would ever have anything official, right? And then Misco Sports. Stop by and get your football, volleyball, and softball gear for the upcoming season. They've got little kids and junior football gear as well. They professionally fit you so that you're ready to go for the upcoming season. A couple of contests. The Buffalo County Fair is going on and all kinds of action going on this weekend. We will be there Friday. Gary Allen Thompson Square Cons going on. Right now, we want to get you involved with our Facebook page. If you are a member of Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Facebook, then all you have to do is go there and say, yeah, I want some Gary Allen tickets. I've got the post up there. All you have to do is say, I want them. We're going to pick out a couple of winners on tomorrow's show, get you the tickets. And you're going for free. Great concert, air conditioning. It's going to be fun on Friday night, 7:30 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. So we're giving away those tickets on Facebook. You're not on Facebook? It doesn't take long. You're not on Facebook? Get on them. It's no problem. Sign up for Facebook. Type in ESPN Superstation or Central Nebraska, and it'll pop up. All you have to do is hit the like button. You know what's easier? Go to our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com. The Facebook's there. You click like. You leave a comment, and you're in. You're in for the tickets. How much better can it be, Daddy?
Well, it can't get much better when they're F-R-E-E, free.
And that's going on Friday, but going on tomorrow night, Thursday night, it's the United Way Shootout. You like watching bucking bulls? Let's do it. Let's do it, folks. Let's give you some tickets. All you have to do is give us a buzz right now, 888-455-ESPN. We're going to give away a couple of pair of tickets, 888-455-3776. This is for the United Way Shootout and the Bucking Bulls going on at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Call now. You win those tickets. Go to Facebook. You get a chance to win tickets to Gary Allen. We're giving away Cox Classic. Huh, how much better can it be? We'll wrap it up next.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Yeah. John from Holdridge, Jack from Odessa, congratulations. You're the winner of our tickets that are going out to the Buck and Bulls tomorrow night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. So not to confuse you, because we got so much that we're giving away. We've given away our Cox Classic tickets. We have given away some Buck and Bull tickets, and we got, I think, one more set to give away tomorrow. And if you want to win the Gary Allen Thompson Square tickets, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page and sign up, and then we'll draw a couple of winners, and we'll get those tickets to you. So that's all you have to do, folks. You want to be a winner, we want you to be involved with us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And don't forget, while you're on the webpage, signing up for Facebook and listening to the podcast, don't forget to sign up or vote on our ATS poll question of the week. Who do you like to win the leaders division in the Big Ten? Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State, or one of the others? Love for you to vote and be a part of that on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy and I are going to Omaha to be part of the Cox Classic tomorrow. We'll have some special guests. We are efforting John Hurley to join us live tomorrow. He's got a 2:20 tee time, so I think we're going to get a chance to talk to him fairly early in the show before he goes out to warm up. We're going to be talking with a variety of folks with the Cox Classic, their charities, and some of the pros there. It was a great time last year, and we're looking to do it again this year. Tomorrow, 11-1 here on ESPN Radio. Plus, we'll have our Big Ten preview tomorrow. And coming up tomorrow, our Big Ten preview, let's go to Penn State. We're going to talk to outstanding wide receiver Derek Moy tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk to Penn State's Derek Moy, wide receiver, tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com for joining us today to talk Texas, the Longhorn Network, and the Big 12, Nebraska linebacker Levante David, and Hastings College Athletic Director Ian Roberts. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow from the Cox Classic on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.